right, welcome back to the program on this Wednesday. Good to have you here. It's May the 22nd. So happy to have you along for the conversation. And coming up on the program, we're going to take an in-depth look at this tree in North Carolina. Yeah, and I want to talk about it because it's just a great story about people doing good work out there that is overlooked oftentimes. So I want you to be a part of that. But I need to get you set up for what's going to happen today, and that is happening at about 9 o'clock this morning. Nancy Pelosi and the freshmen will be going behind closed doors. The kids will be. And the kids, I say that because you've got Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, which, by the way, we have a strange exchange between her and Dr. Ben Carson coming up, where she just attacks the guy. And it's always, what's the answer, yes or no? What's the answer, yes or no? And this whole class has no decorum, no etiquette at all. She's treating Dr. Ben Carson as if he is some sort of, you know, kid in trouble at the office in fifth grade. At any rate. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Fat Jerry Nadler, the waddler, was all wound up, hurling all sorts of threats around Capitol Hill that he will get Don McGahn in that seat. He will make this happen. And if he doesn't, he will get these subpoenas enforced. No question about it. And he's going to do all of these things. He doesn't understand that Donald Trump has the right to extend executive privilege. Look at Ben Rhodes, for example, from the Obama administration. Close advisor to the president, was subpoenaed by Congress. It was ignored. It was blown off. Lois Lerner and a whole host of people from the Internal Revenue Service never did answer questions, and the list goes on and on and on. But in this comment from Jerry Nadler talking to an empty seat because Don McGahn is protected by executive privilege, at least thus far, or until the courts say otherwise, you can hear the arteries hardening and constricting in old Jerry's neck. Go ahead and check it out. Bite number two.
For this scheduled appearance. If he does not immediately correct his mistake, this committee will have no choice but to enforce the subpoena against him. Mr. McGahn did not appear today because the president prevented it. Just as the president has said that he would, quote, fight all subpoenas, close quote, issued by Congress as part of his broader efforts to cover up his misconduct.
Misconduct. The misconduct that was not found in the 448-page Mueller report, the report that found that there is no conspiracy, no collusion, and ultimately no obstruction of justice. And by the way, Bob Mueller, why don't we have him show up? If all the questions relate to Bob Mueller, why don't we have Bob Mueller show up and have him subpoenaed immediately? Because I think that would be precious, by the way. Subpoena Bob Mueller because it will show that the Democrats are petulant children, not happy with the outcome of the report after having promised their constituents and the American people, both themselves and their handmaidens in the national media have told you for 2 years that we've got the goods. Donald Trump cheated. Donald Trump colluded. Donald Trump is dirty. And we're going to prove that by going back to 2011 and getting his tax returns, which has absolutely nothing to do with the election of 2016, nothing to do with his transition team, and nothing to do with his administration. But damn it, we're going to show you. We're going to show you how it's done. Of course, there is no misconduct and no finding of conspiracy. And it seems the Democrats are hot on the trail of impeachment anyway. We'll find out at 9 o'clock this morning. But there are those on the Republican side speaking up for the president, speaking up for the rule of law, speaking up for common decency, which the Democrats seem to have taken leave of. One of those is Congressman Doug Collins. Among those pushing back hard, it's bite number three from Congressman Doug Collins. Bite three.
The Mueller report concluded there was no collusion, no obstruction, because the report failed to provide damning information against the president. The majority claims we need to dig deeper. Deeper than the 2 years of investigation conducted by what is considered a prosecutorial dream team, because that probe ended without criminal charges against the president or his family. The special counsel closed up shop without giving Democrats anything to deliver to their base. Now the Democrats are trying desperately to make something out of nothing, which is why the chairman has, again, haphazardly subpoenaed today's witnesses. That move, though, is actually ensured the witness will not testify. You know, this is becoming a pattern. The chairman knew this, I believe, when he sent the subpoena last month, but instead of inviting the witness to testify voluntarily and working with McGahn's counsel to find mutual agreeable time and scope for the testimony, the chairman rushed to maximize headlines.
Yeah, to maximize headlines, because that's what he needs. He needs more headlines and more help from the handmaidens there at MSNBC and at CNN and all the rest. That's what they're trying to, you know, make sure they maximize their coverage. And I hope they do. Because, again, the American people have made a decision. Almost 90% of Republicans say impeachment's a waste of time. A similar number of Democrats say it's the right thing to do. The critical mass in the middle, leaning against impeachment now. Those in the middle leaning against impeachment by a small margin, but enough to say, hey, the more you pound this, the more you beat this dead horse, the more you drag this out and drag this on and demand that Bob Mueller be subpoenaed, that William Barr be subpoenaed, that Don McGahn be subpoenaed again, or maybe, you know, held in contempt and jailed possibly. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to jail the former White House counsel for doing exactly what people like Ben Rhodes, a close personal advisor to the president, that being President Barack Obama, did and was protected fully, legally. I look forward for this going to the U.S. Supreme Court for adjudication. How can the Supreme Court arrive at any other decision, but this is a fishing expedition going back to 2011? What prevents them going back to 1991? I mean, if anything's full game and the assertion is that anything that Congress asked for is free game and must be provided, then nothing is off limits. And nobody of any substance or value would ever run for president again. Well, if you have nothing to hide, that is the dumbest answer. Really. It's the Steve Irwin Show, Wednesday, 22nd. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.